Welcome, everyone, to the Brandology Podcast. We want this to be something that we ourselves find value in and want to listen to.
I'm your host, Mark Mosier. Alongside me is co-host David Morrow. Each episode, we explore leadership, culture, brands, and interview leading business professionals and civic leaders.
We also play brand culture trivia against our guests to make the experience entertaining and fun. So come join us and enjoy.
And please don't forget to download the episodes and leave us a review.
Thanks. Let's begin. No worries. All right.
That way you come off really polished and clean too.
Sure. All right. So welcome everybody to Brandology Podcast. I'm your host, David Morrow. In the studio today is the phantasmic co-host, Mark Mosher. Mark, how are you?
I love that.
How are you doing today?
We are spinning positivity today, David. We are.
That is excellent. Yep, that is excellent. COVID is still a thing.
I don't even know about that. No.
Yeah, COVID's still a thing. It struck our office. We have some people that have been exposed lately, so we are all hunkering down and quarantining and stuff like that, but it's all good. I'm excited today. In the studio is Elise Michaels. Elise, welcome.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Yeah, we're glad to be here too. So let's get right in it. Tell the ladies and gentlemen, the listeners, kind of who you are, what all you do right now.
All right. Hello, random people of the internet. nice to meet you. My name is Elise. I work in men's mental health as a coach. I help people heal their relationships, generational trauma, and really work on the beliefs, the things in your life that you don't realize affected you as a child that have kind of bled into the now. So things can be going really well up until they're not, and you keep going into a cycle. It happens a lot in relationships where, you know, we date the same people. It's never the same people you're dating. It's just the same patterns that you are putting on to other people. So
they all tend to be the same though, don't they?
Wow.
They all tend to be.
They're the same because you're subconsciously seeking the same person to heal that thing inside.
No, nobody's ever explained that to me. I always wondered.
It's so true. It's so true.
Wow. That's deep. We're going to have to really
unpack
that.
Therapy session between us three now.
I was going to say.
Two birds with one stone. I'm going to roll up my sleeves.
Oh, yeah. We were like, oh, man, those are very similar traits right there.
Wow. That's so cool.
That's excellent. So let me ask you, you're located in Florida, is it?
Yeah, Miami.
Okay. Lovely Florida. We love it there. Can I ask, how did you get started in this? Like, what drove you to focus on...
Was it a person or an event?
Yeah. I mean, in your life, was there a person, a book you read, an event that happened, a class you took... something happened in your childhood, like what inspired you to focus on that?
Right. So it's like a culmination of things. When I was younger, I'm one of those people who everyone just kind of gravitated towards to tell their problems.
Yeah.
And I used to call myself the secret keeper because it was like everybody had these secrets.
I call myself the vault.
Oh, there you go.
Everybody tells me a bunch of stuff and I'm like, I promise I won't tell anybody, but why do I have to know this? Like,
right?
Because then you're in social situations and you're like, I can't say anything, but man, I know what's going to happen next. Right?
Right. So, and then I would just automatically know what to tell them, even if I didn't know who they were, and it would like solve their problem. That sounds really hippy-dippy, but this is what happened.
No.
So I just was living my life. I wanted to be an actress. But I ended up just traveling the world, and I did have a lot of trauma happen to me as a child. And so once I finally had this terrible breakup, I finally like caved and got therapy. It was the best thing I ever did. But being the curious person I am, I dove into my own neuroscience classes, trauma therapy classes, and discovered, holy shit, I can actually heal this by knowing the science of how the brain works. Like, so I'm certified.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, relationship science, neuroscience, REBT, CBT, all of them. And what it is, what it comes down to is mindset and reprogramming certain things, you know, in your mindset. And you can heal that stuff. And once I found that out, I was like, holy shit. And then I just combined, you know, my experience with that natural ability. And I found that men had no one to really talk to about stuff. So those were the people who gravitated towards
it. Absolutely. Well, and there's just a... social norm with men, right? Especially right. traditional. I come from a traditional Italian male family, and it was like
I can see that.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. You look kind of like a mafia.
Yeah, right? I'm a little Irish guy. No.
You got black and white photos behind you right now. I know. Really like that.
We just got off the boat in Sicily, except that's Paris. But no, I mean, it's something you're not supposed to talk about, right? It's something that, and it's not something in my family, we always talked about it. We were always pretty open, actually. I mean, I guess there's two types. There's the reserve type and there's the open type. And my family was very open, which was good. It was healthy. But here's the thing. What are your thoughts? Do you have a belief like, can it always, there's so many different diagnoses, but generally, if you're talking about general anxiety disorder or clinical depression, can those things be resolved through therapy, or do they also need medication often? Like, what is your experience, Sean?
I can't be one to say, because we can't like do medical diagnoses.
No, of course not. Right. I was just curious. Right. I was just like, what are you seeing? Like some people, you know, some people, it seems like they can reprogram their behavior. And they can be given specific responses when things are triggered, and they can really, it's like they're given a toolkit and they can execute on it without being on medication at all. And then other people, I think there's just like a chemical thing that needs to be leveled off. And then once that's leveled off, then they can use those tools and execute on that.
Right. And so I have to make it clear that it's always a chemical thing, whether you have the toolkit or not, because your body is literally signals, you know, it's programs. So some people are just deeper into the program than others, and their chemical imbalance is so far off that yes, they do and should use the help of, you know, medications at certain points. I don't think it has to be an end all be all. I think at a certain point we inject the belief into them that they can get better, they can start producing those hormones once again for themselves. And I think our society right now is really starting to open up to mental health, but I think it also puts a lot of labels on things and makes people box themselves in like, I have a mental health issue, this is who I am, and it prevents them from being who they can be. The point isn't to have a label and to keep it. The point is to be diagnosed and to get better. Right?
Yep, that's but exactly right.
We don't have that mindset. So I think it's really important to still keep the growth mindset, even if you have that. And it's not bad to have that. It's just use it as you need it and, you know, keep moving forward. And if you do need it for longer term, that's also okay.
Can you help me understand kind of the phrase of subconscious trauma? So is that something that's happened or that someone's not aware of, or what is that? I don't fully understand that.
Right. So I'm glad you asked that too, because a lot of people might get confused and think of it as, you know, like an event that happened that they're repressing. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the cumulative events that happen that you're not aware have an effect on you, right? Okay. Because you're a child, you grew up with it, it was normal. Like, I had a lot of emotional neglect as a child, but I didn't know when I was a kid it was emotional neglect.
Right.
Because that was what was normal. I just thought parents didn't go to functions and things like that. You know, I just thought it was normal. And so I was a happy kid. I grew up, and then it was as an adult, I realized I shut down during fights. I expect people not to show up. That stuff's not normal, right? So that was a subconscious trauma.
Yeah.
I hadn't realized until I dove into it. And a lot of people listening have subconscious trauma. It may affect you on a larger scale, it may not, but I think it's always worth it to, you know, take a step back and see, like, you know, what points in my life am I running from?
That's really good. That's
exactly right.
Now I'm sitting here questioning my childhood.
Let's not open up that box of worms.
No, we may do a one-off.
That's a whole
here, at least.
Series. It's a whole series.
Do a one-on-one. Right.
So when you say you focus on men's mental health, what does that mean and why is that?
So men's mental health, because as I said in the beginning, when I was posting content, I was actually, my niche target that I was kind of trying to go for was women, but I got no women and only men who came to me. And, you know, I just realized it's such an underrepresented niche that right. women have their girlfriends to go to. It's more tolerable for women to cry, and we're told we're soft, you know? So we're very in tune with our emotions.
You obviously haven't met Mark and I, who cry right, at, right. we cry at like a good commercial, and we are bawling.
Hallmark movies, the name they've already started.
We're like, I can't believe they brought the roses after that. That's
right, see, because you guys have that good support system around you, and you feel comfortable about it, but a lot of men have been raised around the societal, you know, norm of don't cry, you have to be strong, take care of the family, don't ask for right. help. And it gets to the point where, you know, 75% of suicides are men.
Yeah, exactly. They crack.
You know, and as we talked about earlier about just, you know, making the world a better place, it starts with each of us as individuals. And mm-hmm. there's a wide feminist movement about women's rights, but you can't be a woman supporting women if you're not also supporting men, because it needs to be balanced. So mm-hmm. the more we help support men on the mental health issue, the more they're going to feel supported in supporting us. So I think it's just a good balance that way, you know.
That's great. Now, you had said that you wanted to be an actress originally. We have a lot of people that have done very, very well in life. We have like the 2020 Chief Marketing Officer, CMO of the year nationally in North America, who had wanted to be an actress.
She was
a stand-up comedian.
We've had several people like that.
Yeah, we've had several people that all started in community theater, acting, went out to Los Angeles, Las Vegas, etc., and then said, okay, I'm going to turn to marketing, or I'm going to turn to this, and did like exponential, like meteoric rises in their career. So tell us about your story. Like what?
Oh, that's funny. So tell us why you're here now.
Well, because you're all over social media and your content is good and you talk about meaningful things. There's substance behind it, right? So how you deliver it is very good. How did you hone that craft, and how does the desire to be an actress fall within that?
Well, so I grew up in Wisconsin and I also moved to Hollywood, California.
Okay.
I lied a little bit. I wanted to be a singer/actress because I was okay. very good at acting, but I hated it.
Really?
And so I just really didn't try. And I just realized one day, I was like looking around me at like an audition thing, and I was like, dude, I just can't be part of this cattle call anymore.
Right.
Like, I'm going to get famous and have my own show and I'm going to do it my way. And so since I had that thought of like, dude, I can't waste my life anymore, I like went, started traveling the world. I actually ended up getting a tech job that ended
Fantastic.
Up helping me. Yeah, it paid off all my debt. It helped me. It was remote, so I traveled all around the world. And at the end of last year, I got this feeling like, okay, now I need to do something else. And that's when I started this job. And it's just kind of like, you know, I think when you're in the arts, you are more in tune with your emotions and
Absolutely.
Just following that intuition.
Absolutely.
So it's like, via LinkedIn, I have like my own show now, you know, because I always post video content.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So
yeah.
That's still the goal.
That's fantastic.
Let me ask you this. Do you think
you're not on TikTok, are you?
What is it with you and TikTok?
Okay, good.
Like, you're a 13-year-old girl.
Think that
nobody does TikTok.
No, I kind of think
people do TikTok.
They do. People do TikTok,
really?
Buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's so massive.
If you see some of the commercials on TV, a lot of them now are even focused on things that are they're getting from TikTok now.
I don't know. I watch Cartoon Network religiously.
Yes, you
I
do.
Don't see any commercials for
so,
TikTok.
Oh yeah, that's
so
true.
I don't know what you're talking
true.
About.
Let well, me I'm ask glad you this. You're not, because your stuff seems to be more serious than that.
Has yes.
more so, hey everybody, Mark and I are really excited about the upcoming episode with Brian Scudamore, CEO and founder of 1-800-GOT-JUNK and many other brands. He is well known. He's been on Oprah. He's been in Forbes magazine. He's written Wall Street Journal articles. You know his brands. We can't wait for you to meet him and have access to all of his wisdom in terms of culture and branding. As always, thank you for listening, and please don't forget to subscribe and download all of our episodes so that you get notice. And don't miss the upcoming episode with Brian Scudamore. So that's good.
Yes. Do you feel like seems like there's always been like a stigma around mental health and even the discussion of it or the even the recognition of it. But at least I don't know if it's just my personal experience and David that we've had some guests that have come out and spoken about it. Do you see that stigma's kind of loosening, or people are a little more free to talk about it?
I mean, I think it definitely is, just like LGBT rights and women's rights and everything is just kind of opening up and blossoming right now, especially as COVID hit. I think mental health's foot in the door really kicked it open, you know, because we have to sit at home and isolate. And before, when people could go to coffee shops, they could go talk to their friends, they could visit their family.
And you can hide it.
Also, those things, having a support system, we don't realize how important it is to have a physical connection and support system with people. When that's taken away, our mental health, we really need to put a gauge on it, because we can become very isolated and depressed just being at home all the time.
Yep.
But yeah, they can't go to the bar anymore if they're hiding it. So it's a real problem.
Exactly right.
You know, that brings up a really good point that, I mean, I know I went through a stretch when we were like in the real lockdown. I didn't leave for like 10 days.
We were going crazy.
And as a salesperson, I need like that human connection.
Oh, yeah.
I need to rub elbows with people, and I need to laugh and vent and be loud. And, you know, and I got a little, you know, I could feel as something wasn't just quite
right.
They were
marathon days too. I mean, it was from 7:30 a.m. until 6:30 at night. Non-stop Zooms.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was
one
10,
after
11,
another
12
after
hour
another.
Days.
We would just, it was exhausting, right?
Well, yeah, and you know what? You just brought up a really good point. When you are in front of your computer and the blue light is coming at you, it can cause adrenal fatigue. So you get exhausted all day, just even though you're just sitting there, watching the computer can adrenally fatigue you. So to think about that becoming our norm is insane.
That adrenal fatigue is kind of information overload, right? That's kind of that cortisol almost causes cortisol to start dripping constantly, right? And it's that thing that is
it puts you in fight or flight mode,
right?
Always cortisol, always on,
which we're not designed to, because that's designed for when the saber-toothed tiger comes into the village. That's what our bodies are regulated for. And a saber-toothed tiger is not just like walking around right behind our screen all day long. And
so that's really a thing, the blue light causes that?
I mean, doesn't that affect sleep, Elise? Like, doesn't that affect sleep sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, it just affects so many things, you know? Because, like, the rays and the computer, like, think about, like, when you're sitting in front of your computer, just like, oh, my God, like, I just need to look away. It's for a reason, you know? But when you're having to be there and on top of, like, knowing, okay, crap, I can't leave my house, but you're not aware that the computer is doing this to you. Think about just having anxiety and not knowing why, and how much that further heightens your anxiety.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
Hey, Mark, are you excited about this 2021 Female Leadership Summit?
Oh, David, this is going to be incredible. I can't wait.
I'm really pumped about it. The 2021 Brandology Female Leadership Summit is going to be your opportunity to access a wealth of leadership insight from a world-class faculty we've put together, ready to equip and inspire you regardless of your field or industry.
Yeah, so each chosen leader will provide a short, you know, 5 to 10 minute presentation on culture, on leadership, and practical ways to help you succeed. There'll also be a panel discussion on hot topics. The belief female leadership matters is more important today than ever before.
Absolutely. That's why the 2021 Brandology Female Leadership Summit will give you access to this unique group of world-class faculty who will share their distinct perspectives, inspiring and equipping you with practical skills you can use right away.
So don't miss the 2021 Female Leadership Summit, only on Brandology Podcast. So subscribe and download the episodes to be notified of this upcoming event.
And as always, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
No, he was the quintessential, like,
it was so cool. He was so smart, and he's like a published author. I think he was number one on New York bestseller list. So, but it was just to see it, you were like, is that a virtual background? No, it was his little cottage that he lived in. It was really cool.
Like out in the country too. He was like an hour and a half from any major city in the UK.
Yeah, it was really
cool. I thought
really
you were going to tell me a cow was walking behind him.
No, that would be great.
Like, oh, wow.
Yeah, he goes down to the local pub. So, okay, so we're going to show you the intro to Brand Culture Trivia just to get you in the mood. So
just so you see how serious this really is.
It's look.
I'm ready. Do I win a couch or something?
I'm telling you.
Like, what do I win?
You win credits to the e-commerce site. Yeah, you get credits to the e-commerce site once it's back up.
Excellent.
Catchy little tune.
Welcome, everyone, to Brand Culture Trivia, where the points don't matter, but the brand does.
In this segment, we play a trivia game against our guest. I'm your host, Mark Mosier, along with my co-host, David Morrow. David, tell us about the rules and the awesome prizes.
Absolutely. The rules are as follows. You get to guess as fast as you can. You get as many answers as you want, and the first one to give the right answer wins a point. The first contestant to 3 points wins the game.
What do you get if you win?
Glad you asked. You get 14,684 Brandology bucks.
What is that worth?
Those are absolutely worthless. But we might send you a sticker for playing. So let's get started with Brand Culture Trivia.
David, why don't you spin the wheel of trivia and see what our first question is?
All right, here I go. It is a heavy, heavy wheel. And that is why.
That's why you don't drink wine out of a box and record it.
Yeah, it's really why grown men should not drink box wine and make a podcast.
Wow, that was wonderful.
Did you like
that?
Did
you guys write that yourselves? Because it's like
that was a lot of research. You're involved.
There was. You were the first one to recognize that, too. I appreciate that.
What's that? What'd you say? What did I miss?
That was really, really well done.
I love how it was mixed in with your murder mystery audiobooks.
Yeah, did you see that? Do you like that? I'm a huge crime junkie fan. I love true crime. I absolutely love it. I just think it's so fascinating. So that's what it's my jam, man.
Oh my God, yeah. That was great.
So yeah, so what part of Florida are you in?
Miami Beach.
Oh my God. So you're in Miami. I thought you were up north. So you're in We have an office. Our company has an office down there.
Oh, in Miami Beach?
Oh yeah, we're a national company, and I know the guys down in Miami quite well. Actually, a buddy that I trained with actually when I first started my company is a pro, like a semi-pro boxer down there, down in Miami.
No way! Set him up. I go to the gym all the time. Which does he own a gym?
I don't know if he owns one, but I can connect you guys on LinkedIn.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's a really good. He's a great dude. He's a Mario, and he's just a phenomenal guy, and he's a former Marine and everything else, and his son is now a boxer, and
wow,
he's like a Golden Glove and everything. They're just great guys.
So
we are going to do Brand Culture Trivia. Are you ready?
And
the reason
ready.
I wanted to know where, because I just want to make sure the e-commerce site is designed to focus on you. So if you're a Miami girl, then man, there's going to be a lot of kayaks,
convertible Bentley.
Maybe you should choose a different
boat.
Cigarette
boats. I don't know what. Yeah, I get kayaks. I guess I'm thinking of Appalachia, not Miami. But there's cigarette boats. There's Ferraris.
Yep.
There's
Ferraris.
Yeah, convertible Bentleys.
So all of that on the e-commerce site.
All of that. That is what's at stake here.
Excellent.
So, if only we can get that e-commerce site open.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's down right now.
If only we knew a technology company, right? So we're going to play Brand Culture Trivia. It is best, put forth as many answers as you can right away. Like if you're going to say Visa, MasterCard, American Express, right? So that way, even if you're close, you'll name the one that you're looking for. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Just shout as many as possible.
Yep. Yeah. You don't get penalized for it. I'm going to say a company slogan. You're going to say the brand or product name. For example, Just Do It.
Nike.
Breakfast.
He gave me that one.
Breakfast of Champions, Wheaties, right? Things like that. So let me see what I can do here. All right, I'll do one that you should get. Okay, you guys are both competing.
Oh, God.
All right.
You're going down, Mark.
Question one.
Maybe she's born with it.
Maybelline.
Wow.
That That's a makeup brand. See, females have been tuned. We have to know.
So that's pre-programming. That's programming, right?
Yeah.
That is cultural bias is what that is.
Yeah.
It's confirmation bias, as many of my friends would say.
Yep.
So, okay.
Wow.
All right, let's keep going. I'll even it out.
Oh, God.
Testosterone back in the room. How's this? The best a man can get.
Aquavelva.
Dude, it's not 1950. Nobody uses Aquavelva.
Oh, no, Gillette.
Wow, that is 2-0.
Is it really Gillette?
Yeah, it's really Gillette.
She's just wildly randomly guessing.
Just randomly guessed a brand and got it.
Well, it's a man brand. That's all I could think was the razors. I'm like, okay, razors.
That's exactly right. All right, it's 2-0. This is the point of the episode in which I point out to Mark some basic math, and that is, Mark, you had 100,000 times as many points as you have right now, Elise would still be winning, because 100,000 times zero is still zero. Get a point on the board, man.
That's I didn't even get the answer last time. I thought it was English leather.
Yes, it's not English leather, because again, it's not 1950. Mark spent a lot of time with his grandpa.
I've spent a lot of time with my grandfather, yes.
All right, let's keep going. All right. All right, let me do this one. This is a good one. All right. For question three. Question three.
It's really suspenseful.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm really keeping us on the edge, man. I'm just waiting.
This is why we build it up. We build up the tension. Palpable tension in the room. All for freedom, freedom for all. All for freedom, freedom for all.
The U.S. flag?
Good answer.
Hey.
Come on.
Freedom. Freedom. Airplanes. I'm thinking planes, flying.
FFA, the police academy, Boeing.
Police.
American Airlines.
Sting. Sting and the police. Stuart Copeland was the drummer.
Yes, that's great. Not a brand.
I don't know where I was. I thought we were just throwing out words.
Interesting facts for 5 points.
We were just throwing words
the
out.
The fact that you and I know the police shows how old we are, dude.
Yeah, that's old.
I love the police.
Ah, freedom. Freedom.
That was long time.
After the plane. Southwest Airlines.
That was like 6 presidents ago.
United Airlines.
No, all for freedom, freedom for all. It is a mode of transportation.
Air Emirates.
The railroad train.
Like Amtrak.
Oh, the track. Amtrak. Like Nordic track.
The express.
Yeah.
Nordic track.
Yeah.
Bowflex.
No.
Bowflex.
No, not Bowflex.
Grand Central Station.
No. All good answers. All very good answers. All
Chevy.
Oh,
Chevy. It's
nope,
Chevy.
All. Okay. I'll give you one hint.
Point.
It is... So you don't get a point for Chevy. This is a it's a brand that is so culturally significant that people get the logo tattooed on their body.
The secret Chevy. Pathway, the tunnel, the
Chevy.
Truman, the
Truman Show.
What? I am living in a world I do not understand.
Okay, I don't even. The freedom.
That's
relay?
It. I'm taking off the Italian the vest. Because I'm
can you use it in a sentence in the form of a verb?
Yes. All for. We are discussing, which is the verb, all for freedom, freedom for all.
All for freedom, freedom for all.
All right. I'm gonna.
Harley Davidson.
Oh my gosh, he got it.
Really?
Good job.
Well, yes. I'm glad I didn't say my. Full answers, because that would have sounded really fucked up.
What was your answer going to be?
No. I can't. I'll say it after recording. Because
okay. All right. All for freedom, freedom for all. Harley Davidson. It's a brand that is so culturally significant. People get Harley Davidson tattooed on their arm, and yet most people. We've actually had people on this podcast that owned Harleys, that had tattoos. and didn't know that that was the phrase.
For wow. The
so the marketing department has done a great job with the cultural aspect and impact, right? But not with their tagline, which is their official tagline.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Right?
Right. All right, it is 2-1. Mark, you have redeemed yourself. Thank you for that.
Wow.
Way to go.
I'm really sweating over here.
Yeah, that's good. Ooh, I'm gonna do something else. Here's one. It's in the fashion industry.
Oh god.
So Mark, you're at a major disadvantage because I know where you shop. So all right.
Nobody goes to JCPenney anymore? What?
No. Quality never goes out of style.
Chanel, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Hermes.
I'm struggling to come up. Levi, Wrangler.
All of those are way more expensive than this brand.
Levi, Wrangler.
Yes, Levi.
What?
Mark Mosier, 2-2. This is the first time ever that it's been tied.
Damn.
I got, Elise, it has nothing to do with you. I'm just surprised he got one. Like, think about this. He got two, right? A broken clock is still correct twice a day. So don't take it offensively.
I'm not offended. I'm surprised I got this far, to be honest. We are
very impressed. All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Oh, we're looking. Oh, there's so many good ones. I even have the UK version on here. See, I have a whole team back there. Tony, how are you, man?
Can you do like a UK food?
I could do a UK food. Did you live in UK for a while?
I lived there for like a few months.
Yeah, I did. I did too. Where did you live? Around London or where?
I lived in London and I lived in Shoreditch.
Oh, okay. Is Shoreditch down by Isle of Wight or where is Shoreditch?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It's somewhere.
All I know about the UK is London and Isle of Wight. Anybody that's listening to these episodes knows I have 2 points of reference that I just drop like I am very familiar with.
Right.
Yeah, I have no idea. That's it. I lived in West Kensington for a while.
Okay.
And I would go visit the Isle of Wight, and that's all I know. There's probably a million places otherwise. Oh, Dorchester is nearby. That's it. That's all I know.
That's enough to know certain brands in the UK.
I sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I love the Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
So. And I love the Beatles. That's got to be like so offensive to everyone in the UK. All they know about us is the freaking Beatles. And that
yes. I officially offend people from other countries all the time because we're so geocentric here. In fact, we just had somebody on from the UK. Remember Mark? Beck's beer, and she was like she knew. I was like, oh, I'm in Indianapolis, and Mark's in Louisville, Kentucky, and she's like, oh, it's just south of Indy, and I'm like, how do you know that? We barely know where you are,
right?
We can barely. And she goes, the whole world knows about America,
right?
But America is so geocentric, we don't know anything about other
countries. We don't know anything about anything. We barely know America. Like, you're
right.
You
yeah, exactly.
You're like, where's that?
So
right.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's so true. Yeah. Okay. I can get something. What did you want, Elise? UK what?
Food.
Beverages? I've got supermarkets, cars, computer and gaming, high street retailers, miscellaneous, healthcare and cosmetics, drink. I could look at drink.
I probably won't get that.
Okay, I could do it. I could do UK drink. Oh, this is a good one. I don't think you guys are going to get this. This is a UK trivia question. And it is a brand that you guys will know when I tell you the answer because I don't think you're going to get it. What's the worst that could happen? That's the slogan.
Oh, that's the slogan?
It's a drink. And it's a drink that we drink in America all the time.
Budweiser.
Whiskey.
What's the worst that can happen? Can you imagine
orange
marketing
juice?
This? Nope.
Milk?
Nope. It's a soda.
Yoo-hoo's. Oh, it's Coca-Cola. Soda. Orange Fanta, root beer.
Yoo-hoo. Grape drink.
Right?
Grape drink. Grape drink is not a brand.
He said it's a soda. Grape drink.
We always had grape drink in the refrigerator. It said grape drink right on it.
Grape drink is not a brand. What's the worst that could happen? Imagine that's the tagline.
It's a terrible slogan for a drink.
Tangerine?
Nope. All right, I'm going to hold that. It's Dr. Pepper. Isn't that weird?
What?
Yeah.
That's their brand there. Do brands change their slogans depending yes. on what country they're in?
Yes, they do.
That always confused me because I feel like it tastes different when you go to another country and it's different.
That's
yep. I agree.
Facts.
I'm going to give you guys another drink because I like stumping you. I'm enjoying this. Probably the best lager in the world. UK version.
Budweiser.
UK version.
Miller.
UK.
Old Mallee's.
UK. United Kingdom, not St. Louis or Milwaukee.
Oh, Little Kings.
No.
Remember those little bottles, Little Kings?
I do.
Old hat.
Mickey's.
Three grapes.
I remember those. All right, I'm going to hold it. It's Carlsberg.
No.
You guys might have gotten it. All right, I'm going to go back to America.
Okay, that's probably better.
I'm gonna
Sorry, that was a worst suggestion probably ever.
I'm going to go back to America and I'm going to sober us up. So, it's a drink, but it's more sobering. Good to the last drop.
Pepsi.
Tab.
No.
Fanta.
No.
Grape
Fanta. Coca-Cola.
Grape drink. No.
Grape drink.
Sprite. Ginger ale.
Nope. Keep going. It's not a soft drink.
Oh. Apple juice. Orange juice.
Iced tea.
Okay, Elise. I have to lecture you like I lecture Mark. Apple juice, orange juice is not a brand.
They're right there with grape drink.
There's not a company that's like, we have a new launch of orange juice. That's our brand.
You know what? In Canada, they have their own brand, and it's just called Brandless, okay? So it literally says on their boxes, juice drink, tomato juice.
That must be where Mark gets his stuff.
Dry noodles.
It's always like grape drink.
It's in the aisle next to grape drink.
It's right by grape drink.
Same aisle.
Oh my God. All
okay.
right.
Mott's Tropicana.
I'm calling that. It's Maxwell House coffee.
Oh
you guys are killed. This is the longest fucking
blockbuster
trivia we've ever done. Killing me. All right, I'm gonna give you guys. Here we go. Keep going.
I don't
going.
Watch
keep
TV.
Going.
I don't know what's going on.
Come on. Let's go. All right. Whew. Question, whatever. Jesus Christ. Diamonds are forever.
Krieger Jewelers.
Nope.
Zales. Jared.
What? Jared.
Nope.
Zales.
Zales.
Mark, you just saying what she said?
You just repeated after me.
I don't know any jewelry places. I don't know any jewelry places.
I already did it wrong. Why do you repeat it after me?
She guesses it. I say it's wrong, and Mark's like, Zales. He's like, I'm like, just said it's wrong.
It may be right the second time.
It might be right the second time. Diamonds are forever. I'm going to call it.
Jared's.
Went over that.
I don't know anymore.
What I liked about one of the last episodes is Mark was right here, so when he would do stuff like that, I could like smack him. I can't do that here. He's in another state. Thanks to COVID and our coworker.
Right.
So, all right. Diamonds are forever. The brand name is De Beers.
I don't think they have a store here.
Obviously, I haven't gotten that ring yet, so I don't know.
It's all right. You get it. It breaks up. It's more than a breakup with jewelry. It's very expensive. There's lawyers involved. You know,
there's lawyers involved, Dick. Someone is a little jaded right now.
Oh,
might as well just stop this thread. Let's just go right into the therapy part.
All right, here we go. Last question, because somebody better please God get this. The snack that smiles back.
Goldfish.
Wow, all right. We have a winner. All right.
You Whoa.
You're welcome. Yes,
you nailed it. Good job. I am, thank God you got
it. You sound so annoyed right now. I warned you guys a long time ago, I wasn't going to be good at this.
That was a good battle. That was a good fight.
Jesus, that was a long ride.
That was a good battle.
Italian is coming out of you, David.
Yes. Oh, I'm telling you.
Can somebody answer the question right? Come on, my mother's meatballs are cooking in the back. It's getting dry. She's
really
gonna kill
well.
Me.
She knows you.
She does that too well, doesn't she?
She knows you.
I'm offended. It's 2020. I'm offended. I'm offended.
Oh, I can't everybody's offended.
You say such racist things. On behalf of all Italians and Sicilians, we are truly offended, which I think is impossible to do because we can't be offended.
I've seen two of you Sicilians in a room together, and it was like a verbal.
Yeah, we are not like easily offended by anything. Unless somebody killed somebody, we'd be like, ah, they got stuff on me.
Yeah.
That might offend me.
I just got the show dry cleaned.
Yes, I just got dry cleaned and you got blood all over it. Other than that, I'm not that offended. All right. So, okay, let's get back to it. So, what is your technical training? Are you trained as a therapist? Do you like, how do you promote the people to talk about mental health and things like that? And then when people come to you, what do? Do you have groups that you work with? Like, you don't have to be a therapist, but do you work with some or something like that? Like, how does that work?
Right. So I'm not a therapist. I don't try to play one. I am more like alongside of a therapist. So I do have like some therapeutic training, but I don't have 8 years, you know, so I'm not licensed.
Right, of course.
Yeah. So if people come to me and they really need like a therapist help where they might need medication or something like that, I send them to, you know,
a therapist that might be
in their area.
Right.
So I try to get them someone close or send them to BetterHelp, which is an online forum where I got my therapist. It's very cost friendly.
What's that called?
It's called BetterHelp.
Is it BetterHelp? Like help or help?
No, better help. Like better H-E-L-P, help.
Okay, and it's .org or .com?
.com.
Okay, fantastic. That's good
to know. And so, they do a video call with you once a week. And
great.
They'll do financial aid as well. So I always send people to that. But some people, the clients that I mostly work with have already had therapists in the past. You know, they work pretty well. But therapy is different than coaching because as a coach, I don't have kind of like all the law behind me of like you have to do things a certain way. So right. I can point out to people, okay, this is what we need to work on and like push people a little bit. And that's really what they need at that point. So those are the type of clients that I work with who have already kind of gotten past a lot of like maybe the grieving or, you know, the very, very deep issues and just need an extra boost, need to work on things and actually want to take control and responsibility. Because my program, people can solve a lot of their problems in 1 to 2 months.
Hey everyone, Mark and I are really excited about a special feature we have coming up about the rise and the challenges of this technology transportation company that has literally changed the world. It experienced explosive growth, but had constant controversy, making it one of the most fascinating companies to emerge over the past 2 decades. The firm, which was founded back in 2009, soon grew to become one of the highest valued private startup companies in the world. And yet its leadership, culture, and business practices have all been called into question, and the brand itself has been under seemingly constant attack. Join us as we explore the rise, the challenges of this technology transportation company. We've all used it. And the leaders who are now trying to save it today. Join us as we discuss the rise and fall of Uber Technologies. Right. That's great.
It's very fast.
Fantastic.
What's the best way, because I want to make sure the listeners have access to you or able to reach you. What's the best way to reach you? And we'll put all this in the summary show notes with the podcast. But while we're on air, what's the best way that people can get through to you?
I'm on basically any social media platform, but LinkedIn is where I'm at most.
Yeah, get on the internet. You'll find her.
Are you also on Instagram and Facebook and things or no?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But you can message me either way, but LinkedIn is like where all of my clients are at, all of my content usually. So
That's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, that's so good to hear. As we wrap up, I know that Mark has a question that he always asks our guests that I'm going to have him pose to you.
So as we wind down and as we kind of really bring it in or we get deep like a Dixie cup.
Yeah, because Mark's not.
What? Deep like a Dixie. Is that another slogan?
Deep like a Dixie cup.
We always joke because I always read like really kind of like deep philosophical things, and Mark is like, "I'm watching Cartoon Network." Like, what do you?
He's over there reading, Plato, and I'm watching.
I love that stuff, and he's like, "Yeah, dude, well, Bob's Burgers on this." So,
well, let me ask you. When you were a little girl, what did you want to be when you grew up?
A singer.
Yeah.
Wow. Now what? Well, like what kind? Like.
I really liked Houston. Country music when I was younger.
Really?
But then it turned into pop. Yeah, I wanted to be like a country music star.
Faith Hill or.
I loved Shania Twain.
Shania Twain. Right. I can see that.
She's like a boss. You know, she's like a legend still.
Yeah.
She was the bomb too. She really
that's
was.
Cool.
Yeah, that's good. I'm much to my kids' chagrin and stuff. Dad really got into country after a while. They mock me for it all the time, but I love like Jason Aldean and all that stuff. I absolutely love it. So, because to me, growing up, I listened to Eric Clapton, the Allman Brothers, all of that, and it's so like you put that up against modern country, and it's the same thing. It sounds exactly the same. There's some of the riffs, some of the music. Is almost identical. So it's like, it's so like, I could totally see that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely anymore, but.
Do you still sing? Do you ever perform or do you do it privately or do you play an instrument?
I wanted to do, so what my thing was is that like, I never was consistent with anything. And that was the thing I vowed to myself when I started this business and when I started posting my videos on LinkedIn.
It's a curse of creatives, isn't it?
I have to be consistent. And actually since then though, you know, I'm almost at 10,000 followers. So it's been slower than I want, but I just keep reminding myself, you know, just keep doing it. Because if I would have kept up with my YouTube, if I would have kept up with my guitar, like I always get an initial following on stuff, but then I just drop it. So this time I said I wasn't going to drop it, and now I'm sitting here with you guys, and it's just things like this will keep happening for you if you just keep trying.
That's great.
That's great words of wisdom.
I love that.
To close it out. So, yes, thank you again for your time.
That's why.
All right, we will talk soon.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Lise. Have a great day.
See ya.
Bye.
Mark and I want to take a moment and thank everyone that listens and subscribes to our podcast. It means a lot. We're truly trying to make this one that we ourselves would find interesting and find entertaining. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or ideas for subjects, great brands that have risen and fallen, great case studies, or fantastic guests that you'd like to see, please reach out to us, brandologypodcaststaff@gmail.com. That's brandologypodcaststaff@gmail.com.
Hey, David, that was another great episode. We tend to post one or two a week.
Unfortunately, don't really have a way of wrapping this up.
No, we really don't have anything formal or fancy or technological. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe. Turn notifications on so that when we post the next episode, you will be notified of the new content. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We really appreciate it.
Everyone, thanks for listening.